an American journalist has been abducted and killed in Iraq. Stephen Vincent was shot multiple times in the southern city of Basra. That's an area that's been relatively quiet, but where militant Shiite Muslim groups have been imposing hardline views on all aspects of life, including questions about which plays are shown in local theaters. Vincent had been investigating this trend, and a short time ago, we recorded him as he was asking hard questions.
Are you free to put, is he free to put on any plays he wants?
No.
But, Hadir, with all due respect, I'm told that the College of Fine Arts, the Sadras are going into the college and preventing people from performing plays.
That's the journalist Stephen Vincent. We're joined now from our Baghdad bureau by NPR's Philip Reeves. And Philip, how was Vincent killed?
Well, we understand from an Iraqi member of the NPR staff in Basra that it happened at around 7:30 last night. He went out of his hotel to change money. Now, our representative in Basra says that Vincent and his translator were abducted at gunpoint and driven off in a new white Chevy pickup. He says that this vehicle had the word police on the side, but had no patrol number or license plate. There may have been a struggle. Vincent's shoes were found at the scene. His body was later discovered 10 miles out of Basra beside the airport road. He'd been shot multiple times, including 3 times in the head. His translator was shot in the chest, but although she was seriously wounded, she survived and is now in hospital.
We heard him questioning people there on the streets of Basra. What drew him to that city and what kept him there?
He had come to Iraq to write a history of Basra, and he'd been staying in Basra for 3 months to the day, actually. He's already the author of a book on Iraq called In the Red Zone, and he used the same name for his blog site, to which he regularly contributed. He was also writing occasionally for American newspapers, including the Christian Science Monitor, the Wall Street Journal, and the New York Times. He knew the city well, and he was known among Iraqis for going out on his own shopping and riding in taxis rather than having his own permanent driver. He would meet with senior officials as well as ordinary Iraqis. He spoke Arabic, and he wasn't afraid of expressing his concerns about the way the city's evolving or to assert his beliefs and his right to speak and say what he thought and move freely.
Did he also assert his beliefs, his opinions in what he wrote about Basra and what leaders there were doing?
Yes. He'd been writing a lot about that. He'd been drawing attention to some very worrying developments in the city. 3 days ago, the New York Times published an opinion piece by him in which he said that Basra is increasingly falling under the influence of hardline Shiite religious groups, notably the militia of Muqtada al-Sadr. Now, there is a lot of evidence of this, with extremists threatening to kill people for selling music and forcing women to wear headscarves and so on. But Vincent was particularly critical of the relationship between the police, who are British-trained, and the religious extremists. He accused the British of standing above the growing turmoil, refusing to challenge the Islamists' claims on the hearts and minds of Basra's police officers. And in the New York Times piece, he quoted an unnamed police lieutenant who said that he confirmed that a few police officers have been responsible for some of the many assassinations in Basra, which are mostly of former Baathists. Vincent said that that lieutenant told him there's a death car, which he described in detail, used by off-duty police officers working as assassins in the pay of the extremist religious groups. Now, US, British and Iraqi officials are going to hold an investigation into Vincent's death, and it may be that this is one of the areas that they'll look into.
That's NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad. Philip, thanks very much.
You're welcome.